priest would like to wish everyone a very happy and holy new year. I'm glad you can make it today. The epistle is taken from Titus chapter 2. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior has appeared to all men, instructing us that, denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God, our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Taken from Luke chapter 2. At that time, after 8 days were accomplished, that the child should be circumcised, his name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Dear faithful, as we begin a new year, it is a good time for us to consider an important rule in the spiritual life, and in fact, the most important rule, most important principle, and that is that we must always begin again. Our life is a constant beginning again. Perseverance is the continual state of starting over. In the Psalms, King David makes a simple and beautiful prayer, just two words, Nunc cepi, now I have begun, now I begin. St. Francis de Sales, commenting on these two beautiful words, he says, consider all the past as nothing, and say like King David, now I begin to love my God. Those are very strong words. Consider all the past as nothing. St. Francis de Sales was a doctor. He's a doctor of the church and perhaps the greatest master of the spiritual life. And this is what he says, and this is what all the saints say. Consider the past as nothing. We are never cornered in the spiritual life. We can always turn to God immediately. And this is what he wants us to do. We're never so deep in a hole that we just can't get out. We're never in a hole, we just turn to God, we turn to the Sacred Heart, and we begin again. This spirit of Nunc Cepi is to live in the present moment. The present moment is the continual now. And this present moment is all that we have. This precious time which God is giving to us right now. God gives grace only in the present moments. My grace is sufficient for thee. Remember in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, the story of the manna. The Israelites were complaining in the desert. They didn't have enough food, and so God told Moses that he will send this bread from heaven. And what's interesting is this bread, this manna came down like dew in the morning, and it was gone by midday. And God told them through Moses, he said, take what is sufficient for that day, and that's it. You don't store it up. Some of the Israelites didn't listen, they tried doing that, and then it didn't work. It corrupted. But for 40 years, this is what God wanted them to do, to take enough for the day, what is sufficient for the day. And there would be more the next morning. Well, the manna, of course, symbolizes the whole Eucharist, the bread of angels. But it also prefigures our Lord's grace. My grace is sufficient for thee. He gives us grace every day, and that is all that we need. This is why we don't worry about the past. This is also why we don't worry about the future. If we relive past trials, or past difficulties, God's not given us the grace to deal with that now. He gave us that grace last week, a year ago, 10 years ago. If we live in the future and we become anxious and we think, what's going to happen? What is God going to ask me then? God's not going to give us the grace to deal with that right now. There's no grace for imaginary crosses. There's no grace for imaginary difficulties. And so we live in the present, and we have the Spirit, now I begin. And this is the answer, no matter where we are on our spiritual journey. Even if we're not doing well, if someone is stuck in grave sin or dealing with addictions, what is the answer? Nunc chepi. Now I begin. I'm going to go to confession. I'm going to go to frequent confession. I'm going to start praying the rosary every day. I'm going to go to extra masses. I'm going to get rid of the occasions of sin. Now I begin. Yes, the great sinner can turn to God just as immediately as the saint can. Or perhaps we look back on this last year and we've been lukewarm. We're self-content. We don't feel the need to change. Self-contentment is a very dangerous thing because we know there's no plateau in the spiritual life. There's no comfortable spot we can just stay. Either we're going up or we're going down. Either we're getting closer to God or we're getting farther away from Him. What is the answer? Nunc chepi. Now I begin. I need to give more of my time to God. I need to have that desire, to rekindle that desire to love Him, to thank Him. Or perhaps if maybe we do take our spiritual life very seriously and we're trying to make progress, but we're getting discouraged. Discouragement is the favorite tool of the devil, especially for souls who are trying to make progress. Nunc chepi, now I begin. God is glorified by our continual beginning again. This is also very important to remember. God is glorified by our continual efforts to begin again, by our desire to persevere, to be more distrustful of ourselves and trustful in Him. And He's glorified by our refusal to get discouraged. Why is that? Because then we show that He is the source of all good, that He is the source of all strength, that it's because of Him. This is the glory of God, which God is jealous of. He wants to remind everyone, to show everyone the source of the strength and goodness. This is St. Paul. I will glory in my infirmities so that the power of Christ may dwell in me, may be manifest in me. When I am weak, then I am strong. This is the wisdom of the saints. And only when we are thoroughly and practically convinced that God is the source of all good, only then will we not get discouraged. We will never fall into discouragement. We will have we will rest on those two pillars of the Christian life, humility and confidence. Humility, without me you can do nothing. But then also that confidence, in Him I can do all things. So dear friends, this has to be our spirit as we enter this new year, this year of grace. Only one failure is possible in the spiritual life, and that is to stop trying. We must be determined to never stop trying. And we go to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Queen of Perseverance. So many times throughout the day we pray, Nunc et in ora, mortis nostri. Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. These are the two most important moments of our life, now and at that hour of our death, before we enter eternity. We ask her for this grace to have the spirit of King David, the spirit of St. Francis of Sales, and of all the saints, the spirit of Nunc Chaepi, now I begin to love my God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.